Ingo. Very complicated name. I've been here last year. Welcome to all of you. I would like to say first a few words about a dear member who departed last year. This year, Levy McCarthy is not with us anymore. He died in his sleep, but he was a supporter of the campaign, and he's been here last year at the conference. You might have recognized him. He's not with us anymore. Second, the LCA has moved mountains. I would like to congratulate you. You have raised the issue, and I'm not an LCA member, but I support your aims fully and comprehensively. I'm a Green Party member. You have climbed a mountain for 20 years. You're near the summit, and you're just about to get the flag out and hoist it. But there are still many things left untold, many things which have to do with the law, many things that have to do with ecology, and many things that have to do with sustainability in this country and around the world. That's why I'm here to talk today. Hemp, and I'm making this statement here, is the most versatile plant genus on Earth. Some 55,000 different products can be derived from hemp. The range is absolutely colossal, from medical, from medicine to oil, to paper, to paint. It is absolutely tremendous. Now, shoes, you name it, building blocks. There's a French company who's making hemp building blocks, and they're very warm and they're working very well. It's still a pilot project, but people are building houses with hemp, and it's tremendous. We underestimate the amount hemp could do for a sustainable ecology, because most of the processes which have to do with deriving the resources from hemp are non-toxic and are not environmentally damaging. For example, the paper industry. At the moment, paper gets derived from wood pulp. It is denuding our forests. It is tearing our topsoil, which is comes afterwards. The topsoil is leaving the ground, and there is nothing left. So we've got to do something about it. Paper is the first thing. Dioxins are used to bleach the paper. Now, this is really a heavy pollutant. Dioxins in your water course is a big problem, and to clean it up will cost us thousands and thousands and millions of pounds. So why use it in the first place? If we can find an environmentally sound way of making paper, which we can recycle 30 times, not four times, like this paper part we're getting today, four times recycled, it tears to mush, there's nothing left. Hemp, 30 times. The newspaper industry should take note of this and look into it and research it, because there is a future to be had for sustainable newsprint here. Oil industry, big and troubled as it is, and as it is running the industry and the politics of the world at the moment, and it's hard to get away from it, what is happening in the Middle East and the Far East. Our world is burning very heavily. The oil industry knows exactly what hemp is about. They knew in 1926, hence its illegality today. They've been part of it. Not only Randolph Hearst, not only the paper magnates who early recognized the value, it's the oil industry. The paint and the petrol and the oils which can be derived from plant genuses like hemp is a sheer competition to them. And they do not want competition. As much as they scream about it, they do not like competition, especially not when it's sustainable. Like I said, the current troubles we have in the world stem from our dependency, from our junk status to oil, and nothing else. The automotive industry in this world has put us into the point, to the point where we are now. And our dependency doesn't make it better. So the sooner we look for alternatives to oil, the better. We've got it in front of our eyes, and we cannot see it. Medicines, which are now patented by multinationals, genetic concoctions with unknown, risky applications are thought out, whilst we are busy destroying our natural medicinal store, our forests, flowers, seas, our meadows. We are nuts. There is so much value to be had from natural medicines, including hemp. We are now looking into it. And James Paget is running a long-term study on it. And the first results are absolutely amazing. Patients can sleep again without being woken up in the middle of the night by, you know, by their palsy or by their inabilities. That is tremendous. So there are small steps. We need a diverse natural ecology. And yes, it is highly political to talk of it today. But hemp is the most versatile plant on earth. The LCA. It is at the crossroads, in my view. You have to make a decision whether you carry on or not. I'm for carrying on, and I'm a Green Party member. Now, this afternoon, I will be going door-knocking for the local elections here. That's the reality of a political party. Target to win, going out and doing long miles, hours and hours on end. I don't think the LCA is in that position, but that's reality. So you have to make a decision whether you want to lobby other politicians or whether you want to do it yourself. And that's where you are now, in my view. To sit there and be available further campaigning in the media is great. You don't have to abolish yourselves for that. You can carry on. To bring in issues of tax, of fiscal matters, of less crime. As yet, we haven't managed to do that. That's still to come. Home growing of cannabis has to be kept on the agenda very high, because this is what people are in the LCA for. We want to be self-sufficient. We want to grow our own hemp and our own products. That's what we're here for. We've got to get away from this confrontational habit of ours, I think, and we've got to get more towards consolidation, pointing out the other areas of hemp, not just that little bit at the top that makes you happy. The industrial uses of hemp can bring over farmers, industrialists, entrepreneurs, given the right meeting. You've got to talk to people in industry. You've got to talk to people who've got ideas and who are clever. And we want to develop some British forms of coffee shops. We do not have to copy Dutch coffee shops at all. We can develop our own coffee shops. I want Dutch people to come over here on their bicycles for the weekend, a weekend away here in Norwich or in Chelmsford or in Witham and Braintree. We don't have to go over there. They can come over here, visit the green and pleasant land. Now, that's my vision. Rather than importing everything from Holland, we should have our own homegrown coffee shop culture. Finally, to the European election 2004. Again, it's your choice whether you fight your campaign as best as you can. Who knows what issues will be on top, whether there will be mass opening of coffee shops, or anything could happen. Or for a better chance to get actually someone elected and get someone into the European Parliament, you could consider supporting a candidate from another party who indicates well in advance, as I do here today, to stand up for the issue in an educated manner, and appropriate to time and place. I will not promise anything, but I know what cannabis is about, and I know when asked and when prompted by people in the audience, I can talk about it, and I can talk to anyone about it. Not a problem. And I can speak up for it, and I do not take any objections from people very lightly, because I've been doing this as well for 25 years. I know everything about cannabis. So, or you could just concentrate on general and local elections sparingly, as there are only so many people you can concentrate on. Anyway, this was hopefully interesting, and I've run over time, and I'm sorry for it. Thank you for listening.